How are you feeling? Like, you partied last night, you got a Grammy, you're all scattered around somewhere right now. So how are you feeling?
I'm actually feeling pretty great. We partied till quite late and we're just at the airport now. But I guess I'm still on a high, so I feel good.
Okay, this is like amazing because you guys went over there and I remember talking to you about this at the Brits launch. You were like, yeah, it's cool. But you didn't really have any expectation of winning. Your name got called out and you lot went to accept that award, like, what was going on in your heads? Like, what were you thinking?
It was quite surreal. I guess I kind of didn't know what to think at all. So I just started, as we were like, we had to like get out of our seats and walk up to the stage. And as we were walking up the stage, I just started texting someone like, oh my God, we won. Because I didn't know what to think, really. So I just took my mind off it by texting.
And did you forget anybody in your thank you speech?
Yeah. I think we did quite well, actually, on our thank you speech. We forgot you.
Well, that's not important. Don't worry. You can make up for that at the Brits. How did it feel to have that Grammy? Because Sam, like, tweeted today that he's been crying constantly and he doesn't know why, but he's really overwhelmed. I know he had a big night. You seem so calm. Did you have any emotional moments as a group?
No.
I think we were all very emotional, but all at different times. It didn't really kick in for me till like we were watching the ceremony later, and at one point I had to like go outside because I was just crying. But but for Sam Smith, obviously, it's quite different because he got four.
I know, but still, the fact that you guys went over there and you got that Grammy. I had Neo on my show, and he was like, "That's my favourite track in that category. They deserve it the most." What was it like being amongst all those big names and doing that red carpet? You guys looked good, by the way. They're all black. I loved it. What was it like to do it?
It was actually a bit chaotic on the red carpet because we had no idea what we were doing. And you just have to kind of stand there while like someone finds out whether MTV wants to talk to you or whether they can't be bothered. It's like waiting around to see if people are interested in you or see if they're not. And people keep walking past you and bumping into you. And it was really stressful.
And did you bump into anybody that you love or like, because I know you guys are fans of so many other artists, and I know Grace, I'll talk to her in a minute, she loves Beyonce and Beyonce was there. Pharrell too. Did you get to talk to anybody else?
Yeah, we had a good chat with Diplo actually, and that was really cool because his song, one of the Major Lazer songs, always makes Grace cry every time she hears it. So it was quite cool to meet him.
I love that Major Lazer track makes Grace cry. Major Lazer always make me want to rave and party.
I mean, she's a very weird girl.
And what did you think of like the event itself? Because there were some incredible performances, like Rihanna, Sir Paul McCartney, Kanye, Beyonce.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, it's so long. There's so many performances, but they were. I was kind of, because often you these things, like a lot of the performances, the singing isn't that good because for various reasons they have problems or whatever.
Yeah,
but it was just amazing. Like there was so many good vocal performances, like. From right at the beginning, like Ariana Grande was amazing, then Annie Lennox and Hosey were incredible. Like, it was so good.
And Jessie J and Tom Jones, wow.
Yeah, that weird little Brit death in the middle.
I know what was going on there. Capital Music News.